Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, continuing today my talks on the Psalms. The Psalms are a most human part of the Bible. They cover the whole range of human emotions. Some of you listening may need help in knowing what to pray for or how to pray. Well, how about just taking a psalm? If you haven't got the words that you would like to use, perhaps this psalm will give them to you. O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done this and there is guilt on my hands, if I have done evil to him who is at peace with me, or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. You, Lord, are my protector. Rescue me and keep me safe from all who chase me, or else they will rip me apart like lions attacking a victim and no one will save me. I am innocent, Lord God. I have not betrayed a friend or had pity on an enemy who attacks for no reason. If I have done this, then let my enemies chase and capture me. Let them stomp me to death and leave me in the dirt. Get angry, Lord God. Do something. If you're tormented by enemies or enraptured by the glory of the night sky, or you're needing security, how about trying Psalm 9? I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. For you have upheld my right and my cause. That's Psalm 9. But I mentioned the glory which is described in Psalm 8. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? Another translation. I often think of the heavens your hands have made, and of the moon and stars you put in place. Then I ask, why do you care about us humans? Why are you concerned for us weaklings? You made us a little lower than yourself, and you have crowned us with glory and honor. Psalm 15 is one that I don't want to skip. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? The answer comes, he whose walk is blameless, and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart, and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury, and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. There might be a word or two in that psalm that's not familiar to a modern reader. Verse 4, for example, in modern English, they hate worthless people, but show respect for all who worship the Lord, and they keep their promises no matter what the cost. They keep their promises no matter what the cost. Pretty clear, isn't it? They lend their money without charging interest, and they don't take bribes to hurt the innocent. Those who do these things will always stand firm. And I have found that very often, whatever the matter is that I may be praying about and puzzled about, I can find an answer. Not necessarily the solution to my problem, but I can find a way to talk to God about it through the words of the psalmist, because the Psalms seem to comprise the whole mess of human relations here in this sad world. And it's so encouraging to realize that these songs that were written hundreds and thousands of years ago are still just as relevant in our time as they were back then. Does your soul need reviving? You feeling a little bit blah today? Well, here's one, a very familiar psalm in the King James Version. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Now, to me, that's magnificent language, but I must confess that having known it all my life, I don't think I was very clear about that day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. So here's something which I found helpful. The heavens keep telling the wonders of God, and the skies declare what he has done. Each day informs the following day. Each night announces to the next. They don't speak a word, and there is never the sound of a voice. Yet their message reaches all the earth, and it travels around the world. Wonderful, isn't it? Their message reaches all the earth, and it travels around the world. And then that beautiful metaphor, the sun is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run the race. Now, if you do happen to be one of those people that's feeling a little bit blah and in need of some wisdom, verse 7 in Psalm 19 is helpful. The law of the Lord is perfect. It gives us new life. His teachings last forever, and they give wisdom to ordinary people. The Lord's instruction is right. It makes our hearts glad. His commands shine brightly, and they give us light. We were talking last week about the devotional life, about having time alone with God, and I'm sure that for many of you, when you're just starting out, you just think, well, I still don't understand the scriptures, and I don't see how I'm supposed to get guidance out of this. But I really think that as you faithfully and in an ordered way read the Bible, you can expect that the Spirit of God is going to use whatever passage you're reading that day for your own good. He will show you how to apply it. Now, that doesn't mean that we can necessarily find the answer to, shall I buy that house next week, in my morning devotions today. It might work that way, but it's my experience that the most important thing about having private time with God is the consistent placing myself in his presence with the expectation that in his time, he is going to show me what to do. So when the psalmist in Psalm 19 says, by your teachings, Lord, I am warned, by obeying them, I am greatly rewarded, you're going to find that that does come true as you honestly seek to do whatever God is telling you that day. And you can be quite sure that God is not going to ever tell you anything that goes contrary to his word. That's a good test of the guidance of God. He is not going to double-cross himself. The psalmist goes on to say, none of us know our faults. Forgive me when I sin without knowing it. Don't let me do wrong on purpose, Lord, or let sin have control over my life. Then I will be innocent and not guilty of some terrible fault. And verse 14 of Psalm 19 is very familiar to many of you. In the old version, Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. A more modern one says, Let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, Lord, because you are my mighty rock and my protector. You might use that as the very opening of your time alone with God. Psalm 19:14. Let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Does God seem unfair sometimes? You can be sure that He is always right. Verse 9, worshiping the Lord is sacred. He will always be worshiped. All of His decisions are correct and fair. And when they don't seem correct and fair to us, that's our opportunity to say, Lord, I don't understand it, but I trust you.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.